Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. We'll talk some LSU, Tulane. We're going to talk Pelicans in the 5 o'clock hour, but we are continuing our conversation with the Sunday matchup, Saints and the Bears. The Bears that have won 3 games in a row, 11 turnovers in those 3 games. Tom Thayer, Chicago Bears radio color analyst, joins us. Tom, welcome to the show. You are on with Deuce and Haas.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you very much.
So we have both been reading, you know, kind of the articles in Chicago, and everybody's excited, and the Bears are back, and, man, it's just good times. New coach, Dennis Allen, defensive coordinator, turnovers all over the place, 3-game winning streak. And Deuce said, well, you know, the players probably don't feel it as much as the fans do. What the mood up there got to be pretty good.
No, I think Deuce is right, because so I pay attention to a lot of the media, both on radio, on the national narrative and everything about the Bears. And it's like every single sentence when they talk about the Bears, it starts with, I hope. You know, I hope Caleb Williams is finally getting it. I hope the running game is sustainable. I hope Dennis Allen and these turnovers can continue. So I don't know if the Bears are really going to be a respected opponent until every sentence about them doesn't start with, I hope. But hopefully that's the direction Ben Johnson has this team pointed. And, you know, you see if he can turn those 3 wins into something.
Yeah, and Tom, I have to agree with you. You know, and the only way to change that thought process is to win. You know, you have to continue to win, and so then the I hopes is they are doing, and they start to believe. But just give us your overall, you know, what you think overall of this team so far through from what you've seen so far from the team.
You know, Deuce, everything that I think about this team starts with Ben Johnson. And because Ben Johnson has never disappointed me in any time he's ever gone to the podium, he's not selling false hope. He's talking football reality. He's never gone out there and given the golden ticket to anybody at any position, from Caleb Williams to DeAndre Swift to the offensive line to the defense. And when Ben talks at the podium, it's real. So he talks about, we got to practice better if we're going to be a better team. We have to have better performances on the practice field to decide who's going to play and who's not going to play.
And it's so good, man. We all got
it's
dogs.
It's really important to understand that Ben Johnson is the leading messenger of this football team, and the players and the different positions, they have to live up to his expectations. And he's never shied away from challenging anybody in any position, no matter where you were drafted or how many years of service you have.
I was going to say, Tom, we all got dogs, man. Don't worry about it. We've been there. It's good. DeAndre Swift, man, you watch that Monday night game, and you're, gosh, oh, my goodness. I mean, he does it all, right? I mean, 175 yards from scrimmage, 108 rush. You know, 14 carries, 7.7 yards, you know, a carry. You watch the Las Vegas game, 14 rushes, 2.7 average. I assume, you know, not the real DeAndre Swift, but something in between is probably what the Saints probably should expect.
Well, you know, the thing about it is when you go back and you look at what Washington was vulnerable to, they were giving up 5.8 yards per carry to the edges. They were only giving up about 2.2 to 2.3 yards on the interior. So they ran enough times on the inside to keep them honest. But when you look at the biggest of the biggest plays, they were on the outside edge. And this is also an offensive line that's still trying to come together. And last week, the interior, Jonah Jackson, Dahlman, and Tooney played their best brand of NFL combination interior football in the two offensive tackles, and they just made a switch at the left tackle. They took out Braxton Jones, and they started Theo Benedet. And so it's probably the first most physical game the offensive tackle position has played on.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On behalf of the Bears. But that goes back to my original point. I hope this running game is sustainable. But that the offensive line can play as physically as they did in Washington throughout the remainder of the season. And when you look at the Bears, out of the 12 remaining games, 11 of them are outdoors. So the conditions are going to deteriorate. You have to not hope the running game is sustainable, that the running game is sustainable, because that's the root of Ben Johnson offense. Run the ball, play action, and then throw the ball downfield.
Yeah, Tom, and I definitely agree with you. You know, when we talk about just the elements and, you know, what will that look like, how much could that impact the game on what each team kind of likes to do, whether it's via the air, via the ground. Do you have the horses on the ground? Do you trust your offensive line enough? Just trying to break that down.
Well, you know, Deuce, that kind of made me nervous going into this week, because I have a lot of respect for the offensive line of the New Orleans Saints. I think it's a guys. I really like Alvin Kamara. I like, you know, to me, and I keep describing Spencer as a version of a Baker Mayfield. And when you look at the conditions, what they could possibly be at Soldier Field on Sunday, it might be a little misty, but there could be some heavy-duty off-the-lake winds. And so if you're talking about the Bears and they're trying to get a sustainable running game, you got to prove it to me before I'm going to anoint it sustainable. When I look at Alvin Kamara and your offensive line, I think that's a really good group of guys that's going to a really good unit for a period of time to come. And if the weather is what they say it could be, then maybe the offensive line will decide the fate of this game. And like I said, I like your group up front, and I hope that I like the Bears group up front as much within the next few weeks.
So often, third down, red zone, things like that. Red zone can be a little misleading because of the turnovers. I mean, the Bears in the first 2 weeks were 100% in the red zone and lost both games. In the last 3 weeks, all victories, they've been 41% in the red zone. That's what 11 turnovers does for you. So, I mean, it's a great equalizer. But it will be Jake Moody for week number two. It'll be his first kicking at Soldier Field this week. Santos, the former Tulane kicker, he's going to be held out as well, right?
Yeah. But, we all know this. And I was saying it to Jeff in the booth on Monday night, and I was saying that field goals get you beat. And if you don't have a productive red zone that results in touchdowns rather than field goals, you're always on that slippery slope. And so, to me, if the Bears don't improve in the red zone, and I don't know why they couldn't, because they have Cole Kmet, they have Colston Loveland, they have DeAndre Swift and a couple of other good running backs. They got Roma Dunze, they got DJ Moore, they got Olamide Zaccheaus. So they have the weapons that you need to be good in the red zone. But when those windows are condensed, you have to have the timing and the confidence to make the throws if you're throwing it, or else you have to have the power up front if you're going to be a red zone running team.
What kind of makes the Bears, in your estimation, so good both offensively and defensively on third down? Offensively, they're seventh in the NFL, 28 to 65, 43%, roughly the same defensively, but better. Third in the league on third down with Dennis Allen, of course, whom we know well. What is it that makes this team so effective on third offensively and defensively?
On the offensive side of the ball, it's creativity by Ben Johnson and his play calling. So we get to interview him first right after the football game, Jeff Joniak and I. And he often uses the word reset. And so I go, all right, Ben, if you use the word reset so frequently, what about the button repeat? He goes, I don't repeat plays. I run them once because the opponent over there, they have a tablet and they're looking at all of our formations and everything we do. So you're not going to see a repeat of the same plays in the red zone. You're going to see a new play each and every snap. And so I think one thing about the Bears, the more repetitiously they can run these plays throughout the course of the season and even leading into the next season, I think the red zone will be better. But it definitely is an area of the field that they have to walk away with touchdowns instead of field goals, or else they're going to, like I said, it's going to be a slippery slope. In terms of defense, I do think because they have talent in the defensive backfield, even though they're missing Jalen Johnson, that they have good combinations of nickel and dime defense back there. They have good linebackers in Tremaine Edmonds, and TJ Edwards just got back in the mix last week, but Noah Sewell came in and played a really high level of linebacker. So, it's not necessarily they're not getting sacks. They're not getting great pressure from the line. So it's about what the back seven and eight do rather than what the front four are doing.
Well, it will be interesting. Both teams will go on the road for three of their next four after this one. It'll be a clash, weather, wind, we're used to that when we come to Chicago. Tom Thayer, color analyst for the Chicago Bears Radio Network, as always, thank you, sir. And best of luck. Also, congrats to Jeff Joniak. Had a nice 25-year anniversary as the voice of the Bears. Had a nice article there, so congrats to him.
Well, come by the booth and have a hot cup of coffee, because we always got a brewing in the booth.
You're preaching to the choir. Yeah, it's the best invite we've had, I can tell you that. Thank you, Tom.
All right, see you then. See you guys.
Tom Thayer.
Thank you.
Chicago Bears radio color analyst. We'll take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. This is Fans in the Pro until 6 o'clock tonight when it's the Brian Kelly Show and then the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup here on WWL AMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.